Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Friday, the 13th of September 2024. Today's topic is the example of Elizabeth. Our text today is taken from Luke chapter 1 verses 5 through 26. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias, of the course of Abia. And his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Verse 6. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. And they had no child, because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass, that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. Verse 10. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. Verse 14. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. And he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Verse 18. And Zacharias said unto the angel, Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife well stricken in years. And the angel answering said unto him, I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee, and to show thee these glad tidings. And, behold, thou shalt be dumb, and not able to speak, until the day that these things shall be performed. Because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. And the people waited for Zacharias, and marveled that he tarried so long in the temple. Verse 22. And when he came out, he could not speak unto them. And they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple. For he beckoned unto them, and remained speechless. And it came to pass, that, as soon as the days of his ministration were accomplished, he departed to his own house. And after those days his wife Elizabeth conceived, and hid herself 5 months, saying, Thus hath the Lord dealt with me in the days wherein he looked on me, to take away my reproach among men. Verse 26. And in the 6th month the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee, named Nazareth, Our memory verse today is taken from Luke chapter 1 verse 25. Thus hath the Lord dealt with me in the days wherein he looked on me, to take away my reproach among men. Elizabeth was the mother of John the Baptist and the wife of Zechariah. She was a woman of great faith and intentionality. And she is being projected to Christian youths today for them to learn from her consistent walk with God. Warren Bennis said, The lessons of the ordinary are everywhere. Truly profound and original insights are to be found only in studying the exemplary. From this submission, we can say that there is quite a lot to learn from people with sterling and exemplary qualities. Elizabeth is one of them. She was barren, yet she continued to serve God with her husband in righteousness. God always rewards those who are faithful and committed to His will. Elizabeth was not disappointed, as God eventually visited her and she conceived and gave birth to a spiritual icon, John. Many Christian youths are not like Elizabeth, as they lack devotion to God. If you are not yet born again or your life is not consistent with God, then amend your ways and go to Jesus for the cleansing power before it is too late. Quote for the day. God eventually visited her. The challenge for today is: be strong in faith. Prayer. Lord, help me to be consistent with you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.